On our podcast this week, folks from the Stillwater Public Library, Brenna Gilchrist is here, and she's the Adult Services Department person at the library. And it's good to see you and good to have you here.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the program. A lot of things going on at the library. They are open, by the way, in case you did not know that. They're located at 12th and Duck. We'll give you all the information on how to contact them and things here in just a moment. But we're into this big read right now, and we talked about that on our podcast last month with the different programs and activities, two of which are coming up here within the next week or so. And I want to talk to Brenna about that along with a couple other things today. Shakespeare in the Park. No, William Shakespeare is dead, all right, okay? But his works live on, literally. And that's part of what this is coming up about, right?
Yes, we'll be having a children's classic presented by Shakespeare in the Park. They're going to do Professor Spilsby, Hunts for Treasure. And that is Sunday, November 7th at 11 a.m. It will be in our courtyard, so people need to bring their own seating, chairs, blankets, and such.
And the weather should be good for that. It's on the east side, so you don't have to worry about being in the shade for too long. In fact, during the event time, the sun is up at the right angle, and that's the daylight savings time change, so we're back to the normal time, whatever that is. So we drop back an hour, so noon becomes 11, 11 becomes 10. So don't get confused on what time it is. You should have a clock on you somewhere that will get the right time for you. It should be on your phone by the time you get up on Sunday, unless you work overnights, in which case it's another animal. But anyway, it'll change on you. So it's 11 a.m. Do they have to sign up for this, do anything special?
They can go to our website, library.stillwater.org, and sign up for it. And so they can get reminders and such.
And again, this is part of the Big Read, and the Big Read involves a very special book, and we've already had some programs on that already, right?
Yes, yes. The Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, and they're going to be turning that into a mini-series coming out sometime in December, it seems.
Okay, and that's all about how, you know, the after effect of a pandemic. And, gee, we're not doing that at all right now. But this is a little bit different deal. But there are some similarities. And if you read the book, you'll notice there might be more than you think. It depends on your point of view on this. But an author talk is coming up on this. That means we're going to speak with the author. Coming up on November 11th. And I believe our friend Christy Morrison is doing that, right?
From
Visit
she is.
Stillwater.
Yes, she is. People can join us via Zoom. Or they can sign up to come to our watch party, which will be out at the OSU airport hangar.
Plenty of social distancing and things of that nature. So
Yeah, that's why you have to register for that, because we are limiting it to 50 people.
Okay, kind of the same way you register for the other one?
Yes, just go to our website, thelibrary.stillwater.org.
Which, by the way, is kind of the center point for everything that happens at the library. And you'll, in fact, see some information here coming up on some things coming up in 2022. Down the road as well. And speaking of that, I want to jump over one thing and come back to the other, and that's the winter reading program. You know, we have one, two or three or four of these a year, and we have the winter reading program. It's getting ready to start. And take us through that, because it's for all ages too, as the others are, correct?
Yes, it is. It's broken up into children's, teens, and adults, and it will start mid-December, and you will just log your reading and come in for prizes.
And again, very simple to do that. How long will that go on?
It will go until the end of January.
Okay, so a couple of months or so.
Yep.
And again, they'll have the awards for the prizes. The reading programs, and again, over the Christmas, New Year's holiday period, is very important for kids especially, because we go through this big push during school, and all of a sudden we shut down for two or three weeks, and then we're back at it again. It's not so much for the college kids, although they can get involved, okay? But we want to keep those younger kids especially reading.
Yes, yes. And this year's theme, we're going to have bingo cards so that they can read specific things, you know, like 5 minutes at a time or from a genre they haven't read before, and win prizes through bingo.
Somebody walks in and yells B48. No, you got to wait till you're done, okay, for this all to be done. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that works. And again, you can find out more about it. There'll be stuff, if not already, on the website, right? You can look
it'll
up.
It'll be up soon.
Yeah,
yes.
Be up there soon. Yes. So again, that is coming up here over the next couple of months, and then you'll gear up for the next programs after that in 2022.
Yes.
Very good. Now, the library will be, in its current form, 100 years old, 2 years from now, in 2023. And Stillwater, again, first library was 1923. They built what was then the Carnegie Library over on 6th, I believe in the 1940s. And then that building kind of got too small. And so in the 1980s, they kind of took the old high school and added on to that. and actually renovated the old building and built what you see today. And it's had a couple of variations of renovations within it, but it's pretty much the same. I know it's pretty much the same as it was when I got here in 1998. And so it wasn't that old then, but it's a pretty good sized facility and great usage. It gets a lot of work throughout the year. But the library in general, because of technology, I think this is safe to say, has gone through a change. Yes, it's a brick and mortar building, okay? But once you're inside, yeah, we still have the books and children's area and magazines and a lot of that's online now. And that kind of leads me to my point is how you can view a lot of things virtually today that maybe you couldn't do 10 years ago.
Yes, we do now have our online library, so you can download things to your smartphone or e-reader. And we are branching out and getting more like take it, make it kits and stuff like that, science projects that people can take home and use and then bring back. So we still, of course, like you said, have the books and everything, but we are trying to diversify and keep up with the times and what people are wanting.
And libraries kind of do this. I don't know, every 25 years or so, they seem to reinvent themselves. But now with technology, it comes a lot faster. Therefore, there's a ramp-up process, and the younger generation, like Brenna here, it's not an issue for them. They get it immediately. Old fogies like me, it's like, I got to have my paper, my newspaper, in pan my hand every day. Well, you don't have to. You can get them online, all right? But I'm one of these guys that I got to have it. It's like your flyer here talking about the 100th anniversary. I want to see that, all right? I don't want to look at it on a screen. That's just me. I'm screaming. Sorry. I shouldn't do that. But the survey is out there now for you to give your input on the library, good, bad, or indifferent. And we're not asking that you have to be 100 years old. There are not very many people. But if you've used the library any time here in Stillwater in your time that you've been here, okay, we want to hear from you, right?
Exactly. We would like to hear how people felt we've done within the last 100 years, what they expect from us in the next 100 years, and how they would like to celebrate in 2023.
And thus the survey that's out there now. Now, I notice on this flyer that you have, and you're going to start seeing these around town, there's a QR code on there. QR codes were kind of popular, I don't know, 20 years ago, and then they kind of went away, right? Now they're back again. It's kind of like cassette tapes and records, right? Everything that goes around comes around, right? But you can scan that QR code if you have one of those readers on your phone, and it's not hard to download that, by the way, to an Apple or Android or a device. You can do a Kindle. You can do anything. Anyway, if it's got a way to take a picture, it's got a way to scan that QR code. And so what happens when you scan that?
It's going to take you straight to our survey, and it's just a 10-minute survey. And people can also sign up for a chance to win the $50 gift card for a Stillwater merchant of their choice.
Now, let's say I have a smartphone, but the operator is stupid. That would be me. Is there another way to take the survey without scanning the QR code?
Yes. You can also go to our website and go through that way, or go to tinyurl.com/SPL100, or we have paper copies available at the library.
See, they dumb it down for folks like me. Not so much for you all out there, but for me. And so take this survey. You don't have to take it once. You don't have to stuff the ballot box or anything, as it were, on this. But they want your opinion. And so how long will the survey be up and running?
It will go until November 28th.
Okay. So you have all this month, basically,
yes,
to get that done. And I'm sure, without letting the cat out of the bag, because she's probably not allowed to, you guys maybe probably already have some stuff that you're thinking about doing anyway. You just like to have the public's opinion to see what else they'd like to see.
Yes, definitely want to know what people are excited about, what they would want to come to attend, and such like that.
And the other thing is, too, if a survey is what I think it is, and I have not seen it yet, but I have a feeling it's going to ask you, what do you like, what you don't like, what would you like to see, okay? And then how would you like to see us celebrate? I may be giving the whole thing away here, but it's kind of that kind of survey. So your opinion, you know, long, short, two-word answer, whatever, it is welcome. So make sure you do that.
Yes, please. Thank you.
And that would be, again, through, there'll be a link, I believe, on the library website,
yes,
right? Okay. And if you're not familiar with library.stillwater.org, you can go to the main city page and just type at the top of the page, type library, right? It's going to take you right to it. There's the link. Boom, you hit that. And then you make that your favorite or save it or however you do that. And then you can go there all the time and find out information. And then this takes me back to my first point about library. Stillwater.org is the fact that that's a clearinghouse for everything you do.
Yes, it is. Yes, everything that we do, you can find there.
Very good. So, again, to recap, We have the Shakespeare in the Park coming up Sunday. It's 11 a.m. Weather should be good for that, so that should not be an issue. We have the author talk on Station 11, which is the big read book that's out there right now on November the 11th. I was told I don't summarize these podcasts enough, so I need to do that. So I'm doing that now. Then we have the winter reading program, and then we have the survey for the 100th anniversary for the Stillwater Public Library, which will be 2023. Now, besides the website, which we push people to a half a dozen times already, if they want to call, they can do that too, because you're open daytime hours every day, right?
Yes, yes. So our phone number is 405-372-3633.
Now, in adult services, that's your department, mm-hmm. what exactly does that all entail?
We go out and about the city doing programs, teaching people about the library, signing people up for cards, and then we also do research for people. We'll help them with genealogy and such.
Now, did you go to school to be in the library, to work in this type of atmosphere?
I am actually in school right now. The phone number is 405-372-3633, and the website is library.stillwater.org.
Brenna, good to see you, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.